Star, called Trillian, what are you up to?
There was no reply from the enclosing darkness. Trillian waited nervously. She was sure that she couldn't be wrong. She peered into the gloom from which she had been expecting some kind of response, but there was only cold silence.
Hakdar, she called again. I would like you to meet my friend Arthur Dent. I wanted to go off with a thunder god, but he wouldn't let me, and I appreciate that. He made me realise where my affections really lay. Unfortunately, Zaphod is too frightened by all this, so I brought Arthur instead. I'm not sure why I'm telling you all this. Hello, she said again. Hakdar. And then it came. It was thin and feeble, like a voice carried on the wind from a great distance, half heard, a memory or a dream of a voice.
Won't you both come out? Said this voice. I promise that you will be perfectly safe.
They glanced at each other and then stepped out improbably along the shaft of light which streamed out of the open hatchway of the Heart of Gold into the dim granular darkness of the dust cloud. Arthur tried to hold her hand to steady and reassure her, but she wouldn't let him. He held on to his airline holdall with its tin of Greek olive oil, its towel, its crumpled postcards of Santorini, and its other odds and ends. He steadied and reassured that instead. They were standing on and in nothing. Murky, dusty, nothing. Each grain of dust of the pulverised computer sparkled dimly as it turned and twisted slowly, catching the sunlight in the darkness. Each particle of the computer, each speck of dust, held within itself, faintly and weakly, the pattern of the whole. In reducing the computer to dust, the silastic armour fiends of Stryterax had merely crippled the computer, not killed it. A weak and insubstantial field held the particles in slight relationships with each other. Arthur and Trillian stood, or rather floated, in the middle of this bizarre entity. Hakdar kept his promise. They were safe, for the moment.
I have nothing to offer you by way of hospitality, said Hakdar faintly, but tricks of the light. It is possible to be comfortable with tricks of the light, though, if that is all you have.
His voice evanesced, and in the dark dust a long velvet paisley-covered sofa coalesced into a hazy shape. Arthur could hardly bear the fact that it was the same sofa which had appeared to him in the fields of prehistoric Earth. He wanted to shout and shake with rage that the universe kept doing these insanely bewildering things to him. He let this feeling subside and then sat on the sofa, carefully. Trillian sat on it too. It was real. At least if it wasn't real, it did support them. And as that is what sofas are supposed to do, this, by any test that mattered, was a real sofa. The voice on the solar wind breathed to them again.
I hope you are comfortable, it said.
They nodded.
And I would like to congratulate you on the accuracy of your deductions.
Arthur quickly pointed out that he hadn't deduced anything much himself. Trillian was the one. She had simply asked him along because he was interested in life, the universe, and everything.
That is something in which I, too, am interested, breathed Hakdar.
Well, said Arthur, we should have a chat about it sometime, over a cup of tea. There slowly materialised in front of them a small wooden table on which sat a silver teapot, a bone china milk jug, a bone china sugar bowl, and two bone china cups and saucers. Arthur reached forward, but they were just a trick of the light. He leaned back on the sofa, which was an illusion his body was prepared to accept as comfortable. Why, said Trillian, do you feel you have to destroy the universe? She found it a little difficult talking into nothingness with nothing on which to focus. Hakdar obviously noticed this. He chuckled a ghostly chuckle.
Oh, if it's going to be that sort of session, he said, we may as well have the right sort of setting.
And now there materialised in front of them something new. It was the dim, hazy image of a couch. A psychiatrist's couch. The leather with which it was upholstered was shiny and sumptuous, but again, it was only a trick of the light. Around them, to complete the setting, was the hazy suggestion of wood-panelled walls, and then, on the couch, appeared the image of Hakdar himself, and it was an eye-twisting image. The couch looked normal size for a psychiatrist's couch, about 5 or 6 feet long. The computer looked normal size for a black spaceborne computer satellite, about 1,000 miles across. The illusion that the one was sitting on top of the other was the thing which made the eyes twist.